Hello there, everyone. See and Hear the Spirit blog talk is launching today. This first episode will be relatively short but informative. The primary purpose is to let you know what the broadcast will be about and when they will air. See and Hear the Spirit broadcast will be about the revelation and spreading forth of God's eternal spiritual paradigms. These eternal spiritual paradigms are the Spirit, beneath and hidden in the literal text and words that we read when we read the Scriptures. The mysteries of Scripture, the complex and confusing prophecies in the kingdom to come after this age, are being revealed and untwisted. The words on paper are becoming words of life through the Spirit. Do you long to have your spirit fed? I mean really fed? Your spirit will only feed on spiritual food. Our spirits have no use for physical natural food. It is only spirit that feeds the spirit. Has your soul longed for the true feeling of being intimate with the Father and to really understand what it is that He wants from you, your life, your walk, and your faith? Then you have come to the right place. If you are a person who is satisfied with the 20-minute meal you receive once a week from a person's opinion, these broadcasts may not be for you, and that's fine. But if you are hungry, if you are thirsty, and if you do desire to have your cup running over, then these broadcasts will be for you. We live in extraordinary times, and I want you to be as excited about living today as I am. This is a remarkable thing to say, I know. These times, in a worldly sense, are nothing but pure chaos, and yet I have never been more excited about living. It is the Spirit that does this. It is the Spirit. The Spirit is life. Your Bible says that, you know. All those curious passages in Scripture that just cause you to sit back and say, "What? What does that mean? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why does it have to be so difficult and foreign to me?" You are not alone. And when we search for answers to questions about Scripture or prophetic passages, we get hundreds of different answers. It can be so discouraging and confusing that we give up. Or maybe even worse, we settle on somebody else's teaching that sounds plausible, and we end up with a false image or an idol, or even a stumbling block that prevents us from continuing on to learn the truth. Well, you know what? That time and age is coming to an end and will soon be over. Together, we can destroy Babylon. Babylon will only fall through the Spirit and the truth. And please hear me when I say, it must start in our own heart, mind, and spirit. We have no power or authority to destroy anything when we still have Babylon within us. It is only the Spirit of the living Elohim that has power and authority. This Spirit has one mind, one heart, and one spirit. Currently, and for the last 4,000 years, we have been divided. We are divided within our own beings, and we are divided amongst ourselves. The healing must begin within before it can move without. The primary reason we have not been able to mine the Scriptures for pure understanding and wisdom is because we read them through the intellect. It is time we begin reading them and understanding them through the Spirit. Information that comes down from heaven to us, whether it be through a prophet, a scribe, a priest, or a king, is spiritual. It cannot be understood in the natural. By its very nature, it is spiritual. The literal text will only give us knowledge and words to interpret. That is why there have been differing commentaries and teachings on them for thousands of years. The earthly horizontal explanations will never give us the tree of life. They only give us the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil. And then the vision remains dim. This is where the eternal spiritual paradigms come in. A paradigm is defined as an outstandingly clear or typical example or archetype. Did you hear the word clear in the definition? Who among you would like to see and hear some clarity when it comes to the words of Scripture? The eternal spiritual paradigms that will be brought forth and shared on these broadcasts will be based upon the words of our Messiah, Yahusha. Turns out He gave us all the clues we needed to decode the written text, and we just have not seen it or heard it. And this has been no different since the very beginning, for He said, "Truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous ones longed to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Matthew 13:17. The prophecies concerning the millennial kingdom, written by people like Daniel and John, the disciple of Messiah, have as many interpretations and teachings as there are teachers, preachers, and opinions. Those prophecies that have been twisted and corrupted by Bible teachers for centuries, but by, through, and with the Spirit, they have become untwisted and will be set straight. The Spirit of the one heart, mind, and soul of the living Elohim is speaking. Listeners, consider for a moment. The Abrahamic religions and Christian church have had their way for 4,000 years now with the teachings. I want you to seriously consider the evidence on whether or not what all of them have taught and done is true spirit of Yahuwah Elohim. Consider also now the Hebraic roots movement. We were so desperate for knowledge when we were called out of the church that we thought we had arrived. But I ask you now, after 20 years of this movement, what does the fruit of the tree of Hebrew roots reveal to you? I'm not going to comment on that now. You yourself must answer the question. I cannot and will not do it for you. I will introduce myself in just a moment. First, and more importantly, I want to share with you why I am doing this blog talk, which is something I have never done before. I'm just going to talk very straightforward with you now. I have been starving for spiritual food, and there was no one to feed me. I have been dying of thirst, and there was no one to give me spiritual drink. I have been freezing in my own nakedness with no one to give me spiritual garments. Then the set-apart one sent food, drink, and garments, and I have to share it with you, whoever will receive and hear. I know others are out there who feel the same as I do and as I did. To you I say, come. Eat, drink, and be warmed. Come and be satisfied, even to overflowing. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, and then I'm going to outline the broadcast plan, the layout, and the proposed schedule. I use the online name Segula. When I first learned of that Hebrew word, Segula, and what it meant, I just could not let it go. I really, really liked this word. And most importantly, I believed what my father said about it and about me, his child. I don't boast in myself, but I do believe the words of my father. He said his people would be unto him a peculiar treasure, a Segula. This has been my heart's desire to believe it and for him to make it so in me. I was raised in Protestant church and spent 20 years there. I spent the next 15 years not in a church, but searching desperately for deep fellowship that I never found. I spent 6 years in the threshing floor. And for any of you true seekers and wrestlers with Elohim out there listening, you know what I'm talking about. In 2006, my husband and I were invited to the seventh-day Sabbath feast-keeping with my father through the power of the set-apart spirit, and since then our faith has been taking root deep, deep down, and we have experienced incredible increases in knowledge and understanding of our Father's will and word. And now he is inviting us to receive wisdom, the one heart, the one mind, the one spirit. What we are receiving is incredibly satisfying to our starving spirits, and I'm going to share it with whoever will hear. I plan to upload a new broadcast once every 2 weeks. Each broadcast will run about 30 minutes. I know we are all stupidly busy, and I do mean stupidly. I will upload them on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. They will also be taped and archived to go back and listen to at your own leisure. We will start the first section of sharing on Wednesday, September the 7th. It will upload by 12 noon on that day. The first episode, I will do my best to share the vision of the millennial kingdom, and why it is life to receive it. The Spirit of Elohim is searching diligently for true prophets, priests, and kings. The second episode will be the parable of the sower. The third will be the parable of the talents. The fourth will be the two sins of blasphemy. In the fifth episode, we will read Ezekiel 44, and we will see and hear the Spirit. We will have knowledge of it, we will have understanding of it, and we will receive wisdom from it. That will get us started. There are also written studies on almost everything that will be talked about here on See and Hear the Spirit blog talk. If you ever want those, just email me. I will give my information out at the end of every broadcast. After I get a couple of broadcasts under my belt, I will invite guests to come on and talk with us through interviews. The first guest will be the very interpreter of mystery and discoverer of the eternal spiritual paradigms that have been awaiting for us to uncover them all this time, Paul Mueller. I hope you are ready to enter in. I hope you join me every 2 weeks. Let's eat, beloved. Let's feast on food that will satisfy us forever. Let's drink the drink that will quench our thirst forever. No more languishing and no more thrashing about. Our redemption really does draw nigh. All right, talk to you next week when we see and hear the vision of the one mind, heart, and soul of the King and His kingdom. You can email me at segula.wordpress@gmail.com. Shalom.